Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin, that website weather.utexas.edu. It's Friday. It's the 9th day of September 2022. A dry, stable weather pattern for the most part for Austin, for South Central Texas. There are a couple of things we'll watch both today as well as by the end of the weekend, first part of next week, but there's nothing in here that really makes me think we're going to see much in the way of precipitation. First of all, today, high-resolution model guidance has suggested for the last 6 or 7 hours or so that we could see a stray thunderstorm today, but it would be southwest of Austin, down towards San Antonio or somewhere maybe along I-10 to the south of the Austin area. I'm just not going to sit here and wag this forecast back and forth with these 10-20% chances of rain. We just not going to do that here. I just think the chance is too slim locally, so I will not mention that. But I will tell you, we need to watch weather forecasting. Not a perfect science. We need to watch carefully mid and late afternoon. Keep an eye on the sky, especially the south and southwest of Austin, for any thunderstorms that do develop. And if I have to go back and update the forecast, I'll do that. But I'm not going to introduce that chance of rain at this point. Now, by late in the weekend, first part of next week, we see upper-level winds beginning to shift a little bit more with the northerly wind aloft intensifying just a tad. A surface cold front is going to move into the area from the north by sometime before daybreak on Monday morning. I don't see any precipitation with that. Not much change, really, in sensible weather. I think we'll be in the mid-90s on Sunday, probably the lower mid-90s Monday, and probably back to the low and mid-90s on Tuesday, and then back maybe into the mid-90s by the middle part of next week. So, again, you're not going to see much effect on this. If anything, the air will be a little drier behind that front for about 24 to maybe 30 hours. And as a result, our overnight lows, because we are seeing our nighttime hours get longer now by about 2 minutes a day. So we have a longer nighttime period with the drier air in place. The main effect may be some upper 60s to around 70, a little bit cooler for the overnight low temperatures for the Austin area once we get into early next week. And by the way, it's not going to last long. I see a return to a south-southeasterly wind after we go northerly sometime early Monday morning. That south wind returns by late in the day on Tuesday. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts in what looks like a pretty next 7 day period, which appears to be pretty dry for Austin and for South Central Texas. I'll take the weekend off and we'll update my 7 day forecast on the website, as well as my audio weather thoughts again on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Stay cool out there.